Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hey, y'all. This does not sound like every other episode of Under the Influence, but I thought maybe you would like to be in a car with me and my best friend, Jackie, driving on the coastline of Sicily. And so we just recorded some shit. Here it is.
Got it. Okay, so what's not to love about two best college girlfriends who have been, we've been joking about this for years about how we're going to go on spring break. We're going to leave our children behind and go on spring break, like an epic spring break. And we were imagining like a recreation of our epic Key West spring break.
We were.
But alas, this is much better.
This is better.
Less debauchery.
So far. We did just hop a fence.
Which is not normally anything I would do. I'm not really a fence hopper.
You're not.
Risk taker kind of person, though you are.
You are not a risk taker.
Okay, so what's not to love about friends from best friends from college coming together in their 40s to go on an epic adventure?
True.
Right?
Yeah. No.
I love it.
So yeah, we're in Sicily, and I'm here reporting for the Sicilian Inheritance podcast. I've got to solve this murder, guys. I am here. I've been in the records in Agrigento all day, the land records, trying to figure out if my great-great-grandmother Lorenza was murdered for her land. Spoiler, I really think she might be. And I told Jackie I was coming on this trip, but I was going to come by myself with my translator. And she was like, all right, I'll just book a ticket and I'll just come and crash your work trip. And she did. And she met me in Rome and we flew to Palermo yesterday. I was awake for like 24 hours and we've already packed like I think the best part is actually just us being in the car together.
For sure. This is my favorite part. And the fact that I do feel like I'm being more adventurous than, I mean, I'm loving it and, I don't know. I'm ready for adventures. I'm ready for it. We are 43.
We're 43.
We've been best friends for 25 years. We met what's our meet cute?
Is our meet cute? Well, we became, was it when you burped in my face?
No, it was the bulldog in DC.
Yes. But okay. So Jackie and I were both in a sorority called Tri Delta. And, you know, I thought that I didn't think everyone in the sorority was going to be like snotty, but everyone was way more put together than I was. And like Jackie is real put together. I mean, she just like always looks ridiculously like done.
I'm making a face right now, FYI.
Because it's look at this ridiculous town in front of us. By the way, what is that?
I don't know. Hold on.
They're just a cathedral climbing up a mountainside.
This is. There's a Castello Chiaramonte coming up.
Castello Chiaramonte.
Yeah.
It's pretty. If I weren't so afraid of driving this massive car up those tiny streets, I would drive us up there right now. That's beautiful. So, all right. So, you know, we were at Mad for Max. This is when we became friends. We were at Mad for Max for like an early.
You're veering left.
We were at Mad for Max, which was our Mexican restaurant on campus. And I was like, oh, here's this like very put together girl from Manhattan. And then she burped in my face.
I do remember this.
She belched in my face. And I was like, oh.
Another thing I rarely do. You really bring out the fun in me.
I do. I was like, oh, we can be best friends now. We can. And then we have been. We have been ever since that day. And we've traveled. We've traveled a bunch together. We went on two spring breaks in college. The first one was to Madrid, of all places, with our
most pen early 2000s thing to fucking do.
That was my first time being out of the country, except for Mexico. I didn't tell my parents, remember? I just went and then I called them.
I do remember that.
My job paper.
I do remember that.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I'm in Spain. And
where did they think you were going?
No clue. I don't even know if they knew it was spring break. And so then we went to Madrid for spring break. We went to Key West for senior year spring break.
That was dramatic.
That was dramatic.
Everyone's fucking ex-boyfriend showed up.
Everyone's ex-boyfriend showed up. And I started dating.
No,
actually, we met him there. I did.
Yes. My favorite of your ex-boyfriends we met there during that trip.
We met Dan Barry there, who is a felon.
Our favorite sociopath.
He's a felon, okay? He was...
Allegedly. I don't think he's a felon.
I'm pretty sure he was in prison, Jackie.
I don't believe that.
While we were dating, but after we did, I'm pretty sure he went to prison.
White collar. This is some white collar shit you're describing.
Maybe. I don't know. He is.
Oh, but he was so charming.
He was very funny and very charming. And so where else? We did that girls trip to Miami, but all of this was before I had kids. You had kids young.
I had kids young. Well, I got married when I was 25, which was young. And then I had kids when I was 30. Also young.
Because I got married when I was 35 and had kids very close to 40. So, yeah. So now, I don't think your door's shut.
The door, there's a good chance the door's open.
By the way, we're driving along the coast to a town.
I'm going to take your very precious backpack with all of your very important things and put it away from the door.
Anyway, we're driving on this ridiculously beautiful road right now. With the ocean on one side, these like whitewashed rugged cliffs on the other. And if you guys are following me on Instagram, I'm pretty much live streaming this whole trip. I've decided that I want to start an OnlyFans account of women eating pasta and just see if we can get men to pay to watch me eat pasta all day. It's a good idea. This is a good way to monetize. Whoever's kink is watching a lady eat a lady of a certain age eat some pasta. So we're doing that. We stayed right outside the temple to Athena in Agrigento last night. And our hotel was beautiful and had a private entrance to go see the temple to Athena, which is 600 years old. Or no, it's like 6,000 years old or something. No, not 6,000. It's 6th century BC, so about 600 years before Jesus. And there's a lot of mythology. Jackie, by the way, guys, Jackie just started reading Sicilian Inheritance. And there's a lot of mythology in it because all of the Greek myths are actually Sicilian myths. The Sicily flag has Medusa on it. And there's a joke in Sicilian Inheritance about Medusa. What do you think of the book so far, Jackie?
I love it. And I'm really... really enjoying it, like reading it here. Like, I think that's a really magical thing about it. And I'm thinking about it. Like, I was thinking about it when I wasn't reading it. And that is, to me, the indication of a book that is fantastic because I read a lot. I read a lot. I love historical fiction. And when all I want to do is, like, get home to read my book, that, to me, is, you know, that's, like, my ding, ding, ding. I have found a book that I'm loving. 10 out of 10 recommend.
10 out of 10, recommend.
And I can't wait to see, like, what happens to Sarah.
I know. Just wait for it. It gets really crazy.
I'm excited.
It gets crazy. So I do want to say, traveling without my kids is so amazing. So they're home. Nick is obviously there. My mom is there all week. And we have another caregiver there all week. So I mean, they're fine. But traveling with them, it's so easy. It's almost like doing nothing. Yeah. I mean,
I was saying yesterday how nimble I feel. Like, I feel so light. Like, I can just do things so quickly.
I'm so nimble. I woke up this morning and there's weird statues that look like humans on the side of this tunnel. I woke up, I washed my face, I got in the car and I went somewhere and nothing, like, no one touched me. No one asked me for anything. I feel so free, so much anxiety. And you know that I've been so anxious. Everyone knows that I've been so anxious about this book going on sale because getting people to buy books is hard and book marketing. I'm competing with all of the fairy fantasies and the dragons. And It's not easy to compete with the dragons.
Or the fairy fantasies, because those are good.
I mean, yeah.
I love those.
I know you do. So there's some staunch competition. I mean, the bestseller list right now is mostly fairies and dragons. Amazing, because they're written by women, and I love that. But, you know, can delicious food and Sicilian beaches beat fairies?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, one would hope. I also think it's a... I love reading and I love historical fiction. And I do love a good beach read. But I'll tell you something, I hate when my intelligence is insulted. Like, I just don't want to read a book that makes me feel like I'm getting dumber. I mean, there's some books that I fly through, but I'm like, this is just like McDonald's for my brain. And I feel like The Sicilian Inheritance is fascinating. It's intriguing and it's smart. Like, I just feel like it's a smart read.
Love that. I'm not even paying you to say that.
Yes, and I mean it.
Anyway, my anxiety has been at a fever pitch. It has been bad. But
driving here, this is next level insane.
Driving here is guns and bananas. I mean, there are no rules on these roads. No rules. And they will just pass you, and then you will get to a roundabout that has 15 turns merging into it.
And nobody yields.
But there's also no lights. So it's just like, it's a massive game of chicken. Oh, that's in The Sicilian Inheritance too. You haven't gotten to that part. It's going to be very funny. People that have recently been to Sicily will just be laughing very hard while they're reading the book. They're like, oh my God, yeah. It's a constant game of chicken. So my anxiety's been shitty. Being here, I feel so much better. And it's not, I mean, yes, I'm with my best friend and that's amazing. But also because travel is hard and traveling in a place like this is hard, but hard in a way that like, you just figure it out, right? And like, so I think that traveling makes me feel capable again because I'm like, I'm out of my comfort zone. I never drive because we're in Philadelphia and, you know, God bless Nick Astor. He wants to save the planet. And so we never drive the car. We ride that electric cargo bike everywhere. So I haven't driven in God knows how long. And now I'm driving in Sicily, which is a constant game of Frogger on these streets here. But I feel good. I feel bold.
Do you remember when?
I like remember when.
I was first getting to know Nick. You're making a laugh. You're keeping left. Yes, you're keeping left. And it was your baby shower.
Oh, yeah.
And we have 11 miles.
Oh, look at those ruins up on top of that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Some like fucking ruins up there.
Okay, so do you remember when I was just getting to know Nick, it was your baby shower. And I really hadn't spent that much time with Nick. I really hadn't, right? And then we are, for whatever, Airbnb in Philly. Because you hadn't moved to Philly yet. Yeah. And I just carried over so much champagne for your baby shower. And I look at you guys, the two of you.
That's not true. You just didn't want to look in heels.
No, wait for it. And then I made a joke. I said, I'm gonna Uber. And Nick was like,
very upset.
No, don't. You wouldn't Uber. He thought I was kidding.
No, you were kidding. Because
it was like a 3-block walk.
You're joking.
And I said, oh no, I will not walk more than 3 blocks in heels. And the look on his face.
No, you're like that. Oh my God.
The look on his face.
Yeah.
Like I was it. Like, oh, Joe.
No, I know.
And then you said, you were like, seriously, just he gets really, really sensitive sure. about that. So, like,
you know, it's so funny because certain things he gets sensitive about, you have to put that mic over near me.
Sorry.
Certain things he gets sensitive about, and it's because his world, he wants the world to be better so bad. And so it's he doesn't blame you. He blames, like, the world for being difficult.
Yeah, I don't know. I really thought he blamed me at that moment. The look on
He might have blamed you.
The look on his face.
He blames me. I mean, that was
my carbon footprint is very high. I'm sorry.
I mean, he doesn't listen to my podcast anyway, so he won't find out, but
we have a giant car. We live in Tennessee. Our car is so big.
One of our biggest fights when we first got married and we were in San Francisco is that he wanted to walk everywhere. And I'm like, have you seen these hills? Have you seen this fog and what this is going to do to my hair? And, you know, back then, that was before I gave up wearing heels. And then I was pregnant. And so I was finally like, if you ever judge me again for taking an Uber, I will divorce you. And so he doesn't judge me as much, but I can just see it. I can see it. He can't hide his judgment very, very well. So yeah, no. But I mean, you have to drive everywhere in Sicily. You can't, there's no getting around it. But anyway, I feel great. My anxiety is very low. I feel very light and I feel free. And it's just, You know, oh, so, hey, you see that, Jack? This is crazy. This is a moment. It's a moment. All right. When we get through this tunnel here, you're going to look to the right. There's a, like, mountain, and then there's one rock that looks like a shark fin that's coming up from the mountain.
I'm very excited to see it.
That, my friend, is Caltabolota, which is the town where my family is from. You see it right there? In the middle. There's three peaks. There's one, two.
Yes. I do. I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's called Palazzo right there. Yeah. We're going to stay there tomorrow.
Very excited.
Yeah. That's where Lorenza was murdered.
Oh my gosh. Lorenza.
Isn't that a cool name?
It's a very cool name.
When I was going through the archives, I mean, I'm sad that I'm finished naming my children, but also not because I don't want any more kids. But when I was going through the archives this morning, there were so many cool ass lady names.
Right?
Pellegrina. Oh. Was one that I really liked.
What was the name of the land? Griselda?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I was going through the land records to see what land Lorenza owned, because we think she may have been killed for this land. Turns out she bought a plot of land 3 years herself in 1913, bought a plot of land before she was murdered here. But the land all had names. So the land that she bought was named Gristella, I think, or Grisabella or Grisestella. And then there was another plot of land named Benedetto. Like, they, all the land, there's no addresses in these records, just names. Gristella. Oh, now we're in wine country, by the way.
So, wow. Oh, I love wine. I imagine it was not a normal thing for a woman to buy land.
I don't know, actually. Apparently, I think that it was, and this is... because so many men had left, like a million Sicilian men had left. And also, while it is such a patriarchal, male-dominated society, women did have control over family finances a lot of times in unexpected ways, which is something a lot of people don't realize, that women had more power maybe than some women did in 1913 in the United States. So... yeah. Oh, these are all right. So there's wine here. Look at all these.
Oh, I love wine. This is beautiful. Oh my gosh. It's gorgeous. It's stunning. I'm excited.
So now you saw Caltabolota, and then we're going to Sciacca, which is just on the coast.
I am at a different stage of parenting than you are. So my I have three girls, and my girls are older. My oldest is 14. My middle is 10. My youngest is 7.
Really,
and
your car doors open.
Oh yeah, next time we stop, I'm gonna open it and close it. I'm not gonna lie. When I travel, it's a lot easier for me now to travel with kids, because it's a hell of a lot better to travel without kids. I'm not saying that it's easy, but it really is. But comparing the way it was when I had like an infant, I mean, you got a 1-year-old, right? I mean, so that is intense traveling with little kids. Now it's a lot easier. I mean, you know, they can handle themselves, and they can go on their iPads and whatnot. But it's still intense. I mean, I'm still dealing with all of them.
All the stuff.
All the things.
I have a carry-on from this trip.
But we were talking yesterday about how I was so eager to have some alone time, and I was so looking forward to, I mean, I spend a lot of time, especially in this interesting period I'm in, I've spent a lot of time with the kids recently, which has been wonderful. And I was so looking forward to leaving and having some alone time and getting away from the kids. And then the minute I got to the fucking airport, I saw a child and I was like, oh, I miss my kids. I miss my kids. Why does that happen? Why? And that's like 30% mom guilt, and then just, you know, 70% just like loving your children. Like, I love them and they're amazing. I like to think I am, but
we're all doing our
working to prevent too much therapy in the future.
Here's my concern.
Like a good amount of therapy. I don't want them to have too much therapy.
My concern is that my kids are so soft. And that their life is so easy compared to mine growing up with like two alcoholic parents that hated each other, that my kids aren't going to have anything to to give them any edge. They're going to have no edge whatsoever. I mean, I think I actively try to encourage edge sometimes by like making them watch Spaceballs. I do. Look, more vineyards, more vineyards. Also, I do want to note that in Sicily, Jackie realized this yesterday, the gas stations have full bars. All of them have a full bar. And they will serve you anything you want. I mean, I do not drink and drive, as one of the few laws that I will not break. But you could, it seems a lot of people are drinking and driving here. And
just the passengers, one would think and full like, espresso bar.
Where you stand up and talk to
espresso.
We had the best espresso yesterday at the gas station, where you stand up and drink out of a China cup. And talk to the barista. And they also have the best cannoli. They have really great cannoli in the gas stations. So Sicilian gas stations are a gem. They're a gem. I also talk about that in the Sicilian inheritance. My friend Casey, if she's listening, shout out, Spursten in. She was once at a gas station, I think in Sicily, where they filled up like one of those red plastic containers that you normally put gas in with red wine for her.
Fabulous.
23 kilometers to Shaka.
Yep, 20 minutes.
Okay, we're almost there. Because we passed Gotolitos, so I know we're almost there. We are going to get to our seaside room just in time for sunset. And, you know, I wasn't planning on having wine last night. And I just hit the microphone. I did dry January and then damp February. And I felt awesome. I really liked it. I wasn't planning on having any wine last night. And then I was so punch drunk already from not sleeping on the plane and then not sleeping at all that we split a bottle of wine. And we did. We did pass out. But I mean, I was at 10 o'clock, but I was so silly tipsy at dinner last night that I just spilled water and wine all over myself. In our restaurant where the decor was 100% from 1993. I'm pretty sure Sicily is just still trapped in 1993. Trapped in time. It is like, it's not like it's the 50s. It's specifically 1993.
Yeah, the decor is stuck there.
It's a lot of white leather and frosted.
We heard My Sharona.
My Sharona. A lot of frosted glass. Where you're just like, oh my gosh, a bunch of guys with flip phones might come in here and murder us.
For sure.
Yeah. But like, it's not going to be, like, the guys that murder us would definitely have flip phones.
What it makes you think, like, there must have been some sort of vast influx of money into the Sicilian economy in the early 90s. Like, I want to look into this. Why? Why was everything, like, upgraded and renovated in the early 90s and then stopped?
In the early 90s, it has not. Well, I don't know. Well, the truth is.
Oh, lovely. It's lovely for 1993.
It looks like every American lawyer's house in 1993. COVID was really hard for Sicily because tourism is huge. That's why I want everyone to come to Sicily. I hope everyone who loves the Sicilian inheritance comes to Sicily. But it picked up a lot after White Lotus. The thing is, White Lotus is filmed on the other side of the island. This is the West Coast. White Lotus is on the East Coast. I love the West Coast. I love it over here. One of my favorite places in the world is the island of Marittimo, which is off the coast. If we had had an extra day, we would have gone. There's no cars on the island. It's just, there's one restaurant that just cooks the fish that the fishermen make, like when they catch it. We had a really good octopus last night.
That was good.
It was good octopus.
Like a weird shrimp dish.
It was a weird shrimp pizza that was not a pizza. No. It was unacceptable. They don't serve pizza here in the way we think about pizza or even the mainland thinks about pizza. You can get like a
roundabout
cut. You can kind of get a focaccia. Look at how fast that car just passed us. You can get kind of a focaccia situation, like at a gas station in the middle of the day. Because also everything closes from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So there's Caltabellotto again.
I see it.
If you don't eat at 2, we made a reservation today. Because if you don't eat, you're not eating again until dinner, unless you want gas station pizza and cannoli.
Dinner is very late.
Dinner
is at like 8 p.m. I normally eat at 6, and I'm in bed by 9.
I am usually in bed real early. But tonight, we don't even have.
Can I just comment that you actually are driving like at a normal speed today? Yesterday you were not. Yesterday you were driving like 30 miles an hour on the highway. So I understood why people were passing you. But you're actually driving, I don't know, probably like 60 miles an hour. I don't know what the kilometers convert to. But people are still passing you very fast. Okay, so you're going to go on the roundabout, Piazz, and you're basically going straight, if that makes sense. You're going to be...
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not driving back. Doing better now. So here's the thing about Sicily, and you look at that building right there. You will see, like, some of the most beautiful buildings you've ever seen, right? And then, like, a building that looks like it's half burned down to the ground. Look at it. So that road to get up to Caltabolata is hell.
Is it going to be fun tomorrow?
It's a million switchbacks. So we cannot drive that road hungover.
Okay. Noted.
You'll puke. You'll barf. You don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. We're going to meet this cool photographer who has all of these vintage photos from the town, and we're going to go through them and see if we can find any of Lorenza.
That is very cool.
Yeah. It's cool. The whole trip is cool. The whole trip is cool. And yeah, I mean, I just feel good. I think it should be mandatory. I think that Mother's Day, I said this last Mother's Day, but I think it should be revamped to be a weekend where you go away on vacation. Like, it's just a mandatory vacation with your friends.
Oh, yeah. My Mother's Day.
Nothing to do with you being with your children. I think everyone should have to go away with their friends for Mother's Day.
I love
Day.
That. I've been practicing something similar. I asked John to take the kids and get away from me on Mother's Day. Like, just please take them and go away. I would like to go to the spa. I want to go to the mall.
It's just oranges on the side.
But I've been consistently doing, like, Mother's Day is my day. Thank you very much for your love and your presence. And I'm going to go have a day to myself.
Yeah. Oh, that was a... This is why we need euros, Jack, because they had, like, just massive cases of local olive oil right there. And see, this is probably the olive oil that my dad bought when he bought all that olive oil and thought he was going to sell it. I spent my mother's entire life savings on Sicilian olive oil that he couldn't sell in America. You bought some. Do you have any left?
Do you remember when he wanted me to be like a salesperson? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I think I had just had Marina.
You just had Marina. He's like, you'll sell my olive oil for me.
Yeah, yeah. Go to, like, the restaurants.
Go to restaurants around New Hope and sell my olive oil.
Yeah, we were in Philly still at the moment.
Time for a quick break. Be right back.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Okay, so we nearly died because we were cut off by another driver here. But now we're going to talk about Jackie's career pause, which has been so good for her, and what she's doing next.
Okay, so I'm currently taking a career little sabbatical, is what I'll call it. I was an attorney a while ago, and then I ended up working at law schools, being a counselor, and then just recently was at my kid's school in a counseling position. And I'm in my early 40s, and it basically occurred to me that my kids are getting older. I have bandwidth to be doing something that I am passionate about. Yeah. The job I was in, I really enjoyed, and I loved my coworkers, but I wanted to pivot. I felt like it was a really good opportunity and time for me in my life to pivot so that I could dig into something else. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm in my early 40s. I'm thinking, if I jump into something else and focus, within 10 years, I'll be in my early 50s. Still very young. Yeah. Please God, I'll have a lot of life left.
Botox.
Yes, ma'am. Lots of Botox. Gotta keep it.
I don't know.
Lots of upkeep.
You know, when I was doing original, when I was doing original Under the Influence with iHeart, Botox was one of our sponsors. They should definitely be a sponsor of Under the Influence because I love them. I use them.
Because of the audience, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying anyone should or have to, but I mean, I did just watch that Meg Ryan, David Duchovny romantic comedy on the plane, and it's terrible.
Yeah, but that's also filler. That's too much filler.
Is that filler?
That's filler because her face looks like waxy and puffy. And take it from me, because I am the daughter of a dermatologist. I know skin things. Botox all the way, because you look like you. You look like you.
Look like you. Just
and you know, hopefully just less lined.
And I think fillers are addicting.
Yeah, I'm actually afraid to do fillers because I did them.
I did some fillers. I did. So when I was working at the trashy magazines,
you were 30. Why did you need filler when you were in your 30s?
I was doing, Jesus Christ. I was doing a story.
Oh my God. We nearly just died. We are okay. We're okay.
I was doing a story with Kim Kardashian's dermatologist, like the guy who gave her the vampire facial. And he was doing a bunch of stuff for free. And in LA, they tell you you need everything if you're like 19 years old. So he was like, you need this and this and this. I was like, all right, do it. And I look good. But
everyone looks good when they're 25.
But I also looked good without them. So yeah. I mean, I haven't done fillers in forever.
No, I've never done fillers. I love Botox. That is my jam. Botox is my jam.
I haven't had it in a really long time. I got it right after the baby was born. And then
you look fabulous. You don't need it. Okay, in 2.5 miles, you're making a right. Okay.
Well, you require a lot of upkeep.
I do indeed. I mean,
you have eyelashes.
I do eyelashes. I do lash extensions. I have gray hair now, so I mean, I need to go to the salon. That's beautiful. I do not know. But I also don't like. I want to grow old gracefully. But I also want to look like me, and I want to like how I look. So I have no problem whatsoever with getting my lashes done, with the Botox. With the hair, I mean, that goes back to what I was saying about the career stuff, right? Like, I want to be financially independent. I am very happily married. I love my husband so much. We've been married almost 20 years. God forbid something happens to him.
Can I tell the story about how Rob Thomas was at your wedding?
You can tell the story about how Rob Thomas.
Okay, so Rob Thomas was at Jackie's wedding of Matchbox 20 fame. And Jackie was 25 years old, and everyone was so excited that Rob Thomas was at this wedding that they were all just paying attention to Rob Thomas.
And he kind of stole my thunder at my fucking wedding.
Well, that's exactly what you said. You were like, you came up to me and you're like, Rob Thomas is stealing my wedding thunder.
I'm like, why is everyone talking about this?
Why is everyone talking about this? Like, I'm the bride. Rob Thomas is stealing my wedding thunder. And I was like, I'll make Rob Thomas leave your wedding. And I did not. I think he realized that he was stealing.
Because at the time, Joe was a gossip columnist. So she did have the power to scare celebrities away.
I did. But no, he left on his own. But yeah, Rob Thomas.
I met P. Diddy / Puff Daddy / whatever he is now at the Alicia Keys concert you invited me to, what was the name of that restaurant / venue? Downtown. Cipriani. Yes. Okay. In half under a mile, you are making a right.
I think he goes by P. Diddy again.
Does he? Okay.
I think he's been canceled.
I think he has been as well. I can't keep track. I can't keep track. Head is happily in the sand.
Yeah. Don't know.
Don't care.
Don't know. We're cruising into town.
Look at the ocean.
Cruising into town right at sunset over the sea. This is beautiful. And we're getting there just as town is opening back up again, because it's 1746. That means it's 546. So we're going to see the sunset. The town is going to open back up, and then we're going to have some more pasta and cannoli for dinner.
Pasta, cannoli, and wine. The key to my survival here is to my thriving here is not thinking about what time it is back in Nashville, because I think it's like 10 in the morning.
Think about it. You know what I really like? I really like waking up and not getting emails or anything for a while. That's nice.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to be exiting.
Oh. Wait, was I supposed to exit?
We're supposed to exit. I'm so sorry.
You weren't paying attention.
No. Well, I didn't think it was going to be so. Okay, so we're fine.
We need to stop
the podcast. We're fine. We're getting off in point four.
Time to stop the podcast, okay?
Point four.
This was fun.
Signing off.
This was fun.
Look at that castle. Did we see that castle before? No, that's a different castle.
New castle.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.